I told you, the only thing that stopped me was something, I get hurt. Yeah. And,
How did it happen? Was that the shovel pass?
The shovel pass. I don't know. I got to see back. I don't know if my arm got caught in a different way because I didn't use my arm to hit him. I hit him with my shoulder pad. So I have to see how it actually happened. But because I remember the alignment, my arm got caught on the alignment as I was going through. So I have to really see what happened.
Pretty frustrating, I guess. Pretty frustrating to be at the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. Definitely with all the injuries.
For you personally, yes. You wanted to finish what you started, I'm sure, right?
Of course, yeah. I definitely wanted to finish what I started, but guy has some other plans for me.
Just fractured in one spot? Or?
Yeah, just one spot. It's like kind of like right here. Probably.
Did you even feel it, or did you?
I felt it. I just felt like you sleep on your arm and it goes numb. That's how it felt to me at the beginning. Then I started moving and it just kept on. Something was clicking, so I said something was wrong with me. And I feel like I could raise it, but I couldn't like. If I try to take on a block or something like that, it wasn't happening. So
you came in
for the nail. Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna finish. I was gonna try to do something. I just thought it was probably sore. I'm trying to wake it back up. It wasn't waking up.
You got one game left in the season, obviously, here in your situation, but 13 losses, with every week, it just become more and more harder to believe that this team has ended up in this spot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely difficult, but can't do nothing about those losses. At the end of the day, man, we got to move on to the next one and just keep on moving, trying to correct what we can do and be better each and every week and each and every practice and try to get a W. Biggest thing, man, we just got to stay together as a team. These guys, we're playing hard. We're trying our best. We focused. It's not turning around for us right now.
No Giants team has ever lost 13 games in a season. I mean, that must be shocking to you to know you're part of a team like this.
Yeah, definitely shocking. It happens, though. Definitely not for the Giants, but it happened this year. But bad voodoo from New Orleans. Bad voodoo.
Does it make you think that, this thing is salvageable? Next year, do you think this thing is salvageable next year? Or do you think there's going to have to be massive changes here?
It's salvageable, yeah. A few changes. I don't think everything needs to change. Just a few changes. And from that point on, we go from there. But not everything needs to be changed here.
Can you go into this? Obviously, we know your situation. Is there a lot of uncertainty for you at this point? I would think you're going to be here next year. Yeah. That idea, but just the uncertainty involved with what else is going to be going on around you. Do you worry about that?
Nah, I just kind of look into the offseason and see what we're going to do from now. I'm going to shake every guy's hands and give every guy a hug and bless them because, at the end of the day, we all play this game. We all love it. And from that point on, if we're here, we're here. We're not. We still got a chance to play in the NFL.